Okay, so the topic I just want to talk about is the sugya of lishma. We're familiar with the concept of shmur mishas ksira. Some matzah, not shmur mishas ksira. So where does it come from, etc.? I just want, before we start, I didn't put this into the packet. Let's read you one short mishnah over here. This is in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, Sivkat Yud Zayin. So kosav chayodim. The sugya we see over there. The mitam zanoigim acharedim shiyu kol matzah shalehen mishumor mishas ksira. So the charedim are knowing that all matzahs they have that they use with all the pesach, all of them are always mishumor mishas ksira. That's a minig which the chayyada mentions. The question is, what do we see from the sugya zakemora? So that is the minig. Where do we see that in the sugya zakemora? So let's see. Okay. So the starting Gemara is Gemara and Daf Mem. The Gemara before talks about something called the Sisa, which was a washing process that they would do, the soaking process they would do with the kernels, but they would not let it get to the point of becoming chometz. So Gemara has three steps in Rav Ashita. Rav Ashita, the first step in Rav Ashita, the Gemara says that Rav holds its the Sisa is also. We have to chosh, we do the sea, so we have to chosh that maybe became chometz. The Mora says, and that starts in Lama Tesma Beis. The Mora goes to the whole sugya about that. The Mora says that Hodar Amarava, Rabba changed his mind. He said, Mutter Lil Sais. It's not also Lil Sais, it's Mutter Lil Sais. And he brings a ride to that. Hodar Amarava, and that's where we're starting from. Rabba came back with a third opinion. Mut Mitzvah Lil Sais. Not only is it not also, not only is it Mutter, but it's actually a Mitzvah to do the sisa. So there's a mitzvah of shmira iloid the lisisa shimer lamai. So if you're not doing anything which would potentially make it chometz, what if you shmer it from? Elamai what? Maybe you're the pasuk with shmartim as a matzah, which the Torah's mechayev, but then shmira. It means when you add water to it and you start making dough, then it can become chometz. So you have to be very careful during that time. That shouldn't become chometz. Ishimer delisha shimer delisha lab shimer hu. The process of doing shimer at the time of lisha, once you add the water and you start kneading the dough, that's not a kiyum of the din of shmira. So you can't use these betzekos, these doughs which the nochrim made for the mitzvah of matzah. So the mark clearly is differentiating between. The mitzvah of matzah requires a din shmira. The isra of chometz does not require a din shmira. This requires that you should know that it's not chometz. So you can eat them, because they're not chometz, but it's not a shmira. So why isn't it a shmira? Rishon Eloi, my time is shem doli ovid, but who shimer? So you didn't do shmira. V'lovid le'shimer me'afiyah ve'elak. Yeah, the goy made the dough, but the yisrael is taking care of the afiyah. She's doing shimer at the time of the afiyah. So there's some element of shimer taking place. Ella shaminoa, that we see that shimer mikor beinan. That's not enough to do shimer during the afiyah. It has to be done earlier. So the Mora is saying, the Murav is assuming, the two options here are either do shimer anywhere during the process, or do shimer in the whole process. Now those are the two options. So if you're telling me that shimer anywhere in the process is not acceptable, the goy makes the dough and you still does the shimer b'shas afiyah, that's unacceptable. So Rabbah says, what are we left with? The shimer has to be done in the whole process. So the din shimer must be even made kara. Memor says, "My dilma of the shani osin, the bida the nochas the shimer loyab the shimer of the hechad over the bida the nochas the shimer over the shimer hakinami the shimer the lisha abi shimer." You know, before you add water, it's not really chashash chometz. So the need for shmira doesn't make any. It's not really necessary. So, yes, you didn't do shmira, and when the wheat is growing, it can't become chametz. So there's no need for that's clearly no need for shmira when it's growing. I mean, the way wheat grows is you put water on it. I mean, like, you know, you water it. Chametz. It rains. It's like, well, you can't use any wheat because it rained on it. You know, so how do you grow wheat without raining on it? I mean, you know, let's figure that out, right? So obviously, at some point in the process, it doesn't become chametz. So the Mora says, as long as it's still be mechuber, it doesn't become chametz. So at what point does it potentially start becoming chometz? From the ksira onwards. But practically, I have no reason to be machzik a reisa that there's a chashash of chometz that I have to start worrying about it. So at what point do I have to start worrying about it? Obviously, when you add the water to the flour, at that point in time you make a dough. At that point in time, it becomes chometz. So maybe the Mor is saying that in the nochus the shimer, the time where shimer is clearly necessary, if you do shmir from that point onwards, it's good enough. So you, even if you've proven that shmir b'shas afia is not good enough, i.e. shmir anywhere in the process is not sufficient, you need shmir at the whole process where there's a bona fide chashash of chimutz, a known chashash of chimutz. When did that start? That starts at the moment you add the water to the flour. Right? At that point in time, there's a bona fide chashash chimutz. That's more refers to that as shas lisho. More in Shabbos, the more has mechloikis tanoim, the definition of the word lisho. Mechloikis tanoim doesn't mean when you add the flour and the water together, that's called lisho. It means when you start kneading it. When we pass together, both of them are the definition of lisho. So shas lisho means from the moment you add the water to the flour. At that point onwards, you do shimer, that's good enough. You haven't proven it. You've proven clearly that just a shimer during anywhere in the process is not sufficient. That's true. So just shimer b'shas afiyah is not good enough. You haven't proven you need b'shas k'siro. Okay? And where's afiyah l'hochi? Even though the more is doicha, Rabba's right. L'hodibay Rabba. Rabba was still maintained his shita that there's a din shmir on b'shas k'siro. Gamalu l'hanim d'mahav k'kifi. So he told these people who were they were putting together the bundles, when they were reaping, they were cutting down the wheat and making the bundles. So he said, you should do all the shei mitzvah. You should do all the shei mitzvahs matzah. So Rabbah holds low. Then if shimer means from any point in time where potentially there's a possibility of chimutz, so b'mechubar is not a possibility of chimutz, gzunta hate, right? But from the tzirin onwards, there's a potential for a chashash of chimutz. There's a requirement of shmirah, and that's the din of shmirah. So that's how Rabbah comes out. So we have Rabbah saying it, and the more says the Rabbah tried to bring a raya, the more is doicha the raya, and Rabbah still maintained the shita. Okay, so you have to figure out how you understand Rabbah's shita by doing something like that. Now,
it's still a mitzvah to soak it.
According to Rabbah Pasha, the Mor is saying it would be a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Rabbah is saying it's a mitzvah to do the sisa. Yes, that's what the Mor is coming.
Why do you have to go to, from the time of Katsuo? Because he's saying if the only reason I thought he said Ushmartim as a matzah, and he could prove from there that it's a mitzvah to soak it, because otherwise why would he have to go to it? Right?
So that's a good question. It's a very good question. It's a difficulty in the sugya. The Mor from the beginning of the sugya to the end of the sugya seems to be you see it from the end of the sugya. The Rabbah says, comes along and says that clearly says ki mafchisu mafchisu hafichu l'shum mitzvah. So the definition of shmira means anything which is a potential. Rabbah Pashtus, when he says mitzvah to do the seat, it's just a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, or it's the shayach din shmira even before without that. All right, he's just saying the more you can create a potential for and need for shmira, the better it's going to be. That's what it seems to be. All right, this is Tosis Kash over here. So there's clearly is a din of din shmira beforehand. Okay. Now, what exactly is this din shmira that we're supposed to do vishamrit? Shratmas and matzos. What exactly is the, if I ask you to say the phrase, what do you say? Right? So what's the question? You know, we're having some concept of lishma, right? And lishma we find by many mitzvahs. There are many halachas. Kribonis need lishma. You make tzitzis, you need lishma. To do ibud on the or for sefer Torah, for tefillin, you need lishma. Many areas where there's a halacha you got to get, you need lishma. So over there, it's pretty straightforward. You think l'shem the mitzvah. You think l'shem the baget, l'shem the isha, the korban, l'shem the korban, and the l'shem tzitzis. So what exactly do you think over here? Okay. So now the problem is, what's the question? Because the more it presents this concept in the context of Ushmartim as a matzah. So you know, we'd be very comfortable if I tell you, listen, make matzahs lishma. There's a mitzvah achilas matzah. You make tzitzis for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah tzitzis. So we need tefillah lishma. So when I take the and I make the fibers into a thread, I should make the thread for the purpose of using it for tzitzis. I shouldn't make a thread regular sewing. I should make a thread to use for the mitzvah tzitzis. So I should make this matzah for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah of eating matzah. Right, that'd be very straightforward. Ushmartim is a matzah is a very confusing statement. We're talking about shmir over here. We're not talking about making it lishma. We're talking about being shemirt. So there's a Gemara before, and I think if it really, really, if you divide up the sugya of the din of shmura, right? There's actually two sugyas over here. There's one sugya that says at what point it starts. Does it start misas ksira or not? Another point is defining exactly what this in this din of what is the lishma that you have to have. Now the two are going to overlap. So that's what I want to touch on a little bit. Shmartim is a matzah. So the Gemara is going on. The Mishnah says that you can't use the korban Torah had in it four different types of lechem. One of them was chametz. The other three were not chametz. One of them was matzah shira. It had an oil in it, etc. One of them was plain old good old flour and water. And you want to take that. And I want to take those, and I use them for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah, the first night of Pesach. The Gemara says you can't do that. So why not? So Rabbi says, "Shmartim is a matzah. Matam hamishtameres l'shem matzah. Yotzezu shein mishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shum zevach." Well, you obviously there's an iser of being machmitz menaches. There's a din of shmira that you make sure it shouldn't become chametz. There is a mitzvah of making it into matzah because you need to use it for the mekayim, the mitzvah bringing the matzah with the carbon tighter. But your kavod is not l'shem making of shmira from chimutz is not for the purpose of the mitzvah matzah. Your shmira from chimutz is for the purpose of using it for carbon tighter. Shadus a matzah of the shmira l'shem matzah. The Rashi. Every shmir that you do that shouldn't become chometz, you should think that you're doing that in order to have matzah to use for the mitzvah. It's not for the purpose of matzah of matzah for Pesach you're doing it. You're doing it for the purpose of using it for the matzah of the korban Torah. So that's not a kiyum of the din of shmir. So I'm doing a perfect shmirah. I'm doing a perfect shmirah to make sure it shouldn't become chametz. I'm doing it that it shouldn't become chametz to use it as matzah for a mitzvah, but for a wrong mitzvah. That's the definition Rashi gives over here. Rashi has a few places in Shas. The more it comes up this conversation, the more Gittin, the first parak, talks about in the context of writing a get lishmo, you know, do the kusim write their Gittin lishmo? The more it says, well, they do their matzahs lishmo. And there Rashi again translates this idea that you should, every shemir that you do has to be a shemir that you're doing it for the purpose of using it for the matzah shel mitzvah. Okay. So we'll get back to that. So what do we do with this Gemara Lamaisa? The Gemara says that Rava came along and said, you need shemir mishas ksira. So Riv comes along and says, you're supposed to be shemrit from the time of ksira. The makra ushmartim b'samatzis. From the rabba lahanu the mahavchi kipi ki mahavchisu hafichu l'shemitza. Klaimar hizor b'hem shlo yabar leim mayim. You have to be careful that no water should get in them. That's the shmira at this point in time. And you should do that. You should be shemrit. Okay. So he translates hafichu l'shematza means hizor b'hem shlo yabar leim mayim. When you're being kaitzer, be aware that you're being kaitzer for the purpose of matzah, and therefore you'll be careful not to let it become chametz. That's what it means, hafichu l'shum matzah. It doesn't mean you're sitting and thinking holy thoughts that this is going to be for the holy, holy matzahs of the night of the Pesach, the holiest of the holies, right? You're thinking, be aware that I need to use this for the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore I shouldn't let it become chametz. Like, no, a very practical thought process. That's how the Riff understands. which did not sound exactly the way Rashi. Rashi seems to have something a little more holy than the Rif. Okay.
So how would he learn the Gemara before?
So we're going to learn the Gemara before that. Thinking it for something else is worse. I don't need to think a positive act, the shame of the matzah from mitzvah.
Something else that messes it up.
But if I think of it something else, that's worse. Yeah. Like you find such a concept in other places. Okay. And here, the Ran is not the order I want to do the Ran, but the Ran is over here. The Ran over here comes along and says, he has two comments on the riff over here. Number one. I definitely, you should preferably do it Shemir Mishas Ksiru. But could be, it's not necessary, it's not ma'akif. The Gemara means the Shemir Delisha. The Gemara which says, Lohabi Shemir, Kurma the Mekami Lisha, who the boy Shemir? Of course, Shemir is a Kitim, Kurm Lisha, Yotza. I think that the more is saying that Shmir Mishas Lish is not good enough. That's true. But you don't need Mishas Ksira. Right? So what do you need? You need before that. Doesn't say what that is. Okay. And his guy was, you bought Chitim in a shuk. You didn't buy flour from the shuk. You bought Chitim. So which means you're going to be doing the milling and onwards yourself. That's what I would be mashav of the Gemara. The more is coming out, Rabba's coming out, that is not sufficient. He brings from the Gainim, and that's this Shubas Gainim is brought, since we found it now in our separate Shubas Gainim, but it's brought in the Torah, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see that. There's these mishas atkak, you can buy flour from the shuk, and it means you're going to do your shmir mishas lisha na veilach. The maskanah zagamor. Okay, so he definitely presents a step in between that you need to buy. You can buy chitim in a shuk, which means you'll do from tchina and onwards, and mishas atkak, you're samakan kemach min a shuk. We'll see later on that halacha l'maisa, that's irrelevant nowadays to use kemach min hashuk, because nowadays when they make flour, they put water in the water, they use water. They do a spraying cleansing process on the kernels. So if you buy flour, you have a bag of flour in your house, you have to be because the bag of flour in your house is at least safek chametz. So you're not going to be using that to make matzah out of. Okay. General Mills bag of flour. Mashiach, that the Chimrin and the Gemara, the Shimur, the Lisha, Lao, have a Shimur, Hanukh Chila. But Bidiyabit, at least in case of Shasat Chak, Shimur, the Lisha is sufficient. So he's learning the Gemara that Rava is, number one, that the Gemara is not saying Bidiyabit, it doesn't work. You need to use Matcha Shmura for the matzahs of the mitzvah. This is called Shmir from Lishan Elif. Like the Mora says, that's the boast. You can't prove more than that. Therefore, that is true. B'shas Hatchak. But Rav is saying that there should be more. There should be more. Now, Pashas Rav is saying there should be more means it logic would be from the beginning to the end, is what the Mora Rav says. How can the Ran say that there's a middle step of buying Kemach Minah, buying Chitim in Ashuk? Right? How is that possible? So, when the Rishonim, the other Rishonim, when they bring the Shita, they suggest because they used to mill, the milling was done by a river. Well, what moved the millstone? You would use water power, you'd water mill. So, but at that point in time, you're being Makaribit to the Mayim. You're bringing your Chitim near water. B'shas Ksira, there's no water around. So, the Chiv Shmira, again, the Gemara is presenting such a possibility, the Chiyuv Shmira makes sense at a point where there's a potential for Chimus. So B'shas Lisha, obviously there's a Vadai potential for Chimus. B'shas Kina, there is a potential for Chimus. B'shas Ksira, you're not the Machzik Reis of a Klal, so there's no Chiyuv to be Shmira something, but there's no Reis of a Klal. That would be the Pashas of B'shat and the Sheet of the Ram. Then he says, V'hani v'le Matzah the Mitzvah, V'shar Halechem Sharonah Kol Pesach, L'boi Shmira L'shem Matzah Klal, the rest of Pesach, all I need to know is that it's not chametz. I don't need shemira l'shem matzah. I need to know that's not chametz. Tanami Gemara, k'mochim b'sekus shel nochim, adam amalek kresim him, you'll eat him on Pesach. Now, let's mechlokes Rishonim how to learn that case. Rashi learns, g'gern shumakir bo shalom alei dechim v'shein bo seir v'sidim. The Gemara actually gives simonim in a dough when it becomes chametz. Now, we're not familiar exactly what those simonim are. We're a halacha l'mai, so we don't rely on the simonim. But the Gemara gives simonim, means the Gemara knew a way to tell whether it's chametz or not. So I could take, if once the goy baked it, I have no idea. Right. Their chametz look the same as their matzah. You know, if you lived in a world where you had soft, we spoke about soft matzah last year, right? Right. They had soft matzah, so the soft matzah looks the same thing as the pita. It's, you know, what's the difference between the two? So you can't tell the difference necessarily. But while it's, when it's a dough, they can tell the difference. So I know about it. I can look at it. Rashi says, and I know that it's not chametz. It's good enough. That's all I need to know. You'll learn to hear all the Rishonim. Now, this is not just the Ran, which says this. The Ramban says this, and the Ritva says this, and the Renegade says this. The Rashba says it. They all jump on Rashi. They don't like Rashi's. Rashi being overly makel, they hold. Sharei Yesh Alocha Shem Irba Seor Kader Shanatomim Oisim. Maybe I should probably just translate the word Seor. Seor is not yeast, right? Everybody knows that. Right? Okay. Sour is sourdough. Okay. Sourdough is that they didn't necessarily, they weren't able to isolate yeast the way we do. You know, we grow this nice little organism and we make, harvest yeast. They didn't necessarily do that. But yeast is found in the air, and yeast propagates once it's inside of a dough. It's an organism. So if I let my dough sit, eventually it'll start rising. And if it rises, you let it rise a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot, it turns sour. That's why I call it sourdough. It has a very, very bad taste, but it's full of yeast. And then you when you take a piece of that and you put it into a new dough, it'll make the new dough chametz. So it's flour and water and yeast. But it's yeast to the point where it's not edible. It's risen to the point where it's not edible. That's what sa'or is. So it's chametz. It's like, you know, it's like super chametz, uber chametz nowadays. We mean a phrase we use nowadays, right? 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 It's really, really chametz, you know. But but plain yeast is not. The Torah does not ask for eating plain yeast. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily advise you to do it, but you know, nowadays they have these pills. They tell you it's very healthy. You eat a yeast pill. No, right? Okay. Kasha for mice nowadays. Yes, I can tell the dough has not risen, but I don't know that he didn't stick in some sa'or. So that I have a nice big dough, there might be a kazayas of sa'or, which he put in there planning to make it rise. So now when I eat the dough, I'm eating sa'or, which is the rice. Okay, of course. So how do you know that? So the Yisrael was watching the process, just the Yisrael wasn't doing it. So now, we know Vadi that's not chametz, because Yisrael watched the whole process. But Yisrael wasn't doing it. So Zok the Gemara, you can't use this for the mitzvah matzah. Now, we have to understand now a new problem. The Ben Chanan introduces a whole new problem. Why not? There's Yisrael making sure it doesn't come chametz. He's doing Shmira. If we're saying Shmira Mishas Lisha Beaker, then it's sufficient. And then the more saying, but Tekel Shanach is not called Shmira Mishas Lisha. Why isn't Shmir Mishas Lisha? Is Yisrael watching everything that he's doing? He watches him take the water. It's Maim Shalonu, which, you know, we know that it's the right temperature of water, which won't cause to rise too quickly. It's our flour, and Yisrael watches the guy put it together. He watches him knead it. He keeps his eye on the clock, and he takes it, and he watches the guy roll it out. Everything is done under the hashgacha of Yisrael, and then he puts it into the oven. So, ma baya. Right? So according to the Ben Elchanan, we're now introducing a new nakuda that Shmira is not enough to watch it. I have to be doing it. So I understand, going back to my issue of Tevia, I watch a goy making threads. It doesn't help me watching like making. I have to do it lishmo. I have to make it lishmo. I want to make my threads. I'm watching the goy make the threads. That's wonderful. It doesn't help you. Over here, I'm watching. That's all I have to do is do Shmira. So apparently, Ben Chanan is saying you need more than just Shmira. You need the Yisrael's involvement. So why is that? Rosh Leir by Saor, Vein. The only problem is there was no Shimer L'Shem Atzah. What do you mean there's no Shimer L'Shem Atzah? So there's two approaches in this Rebbein Ochanan Shita. So Rebbein Ochanan is introducing a new idea over here that I can have perfect involvement of Shmira while it's happening that's not coming, and that's kind of not good enough. Because it's not called Shimer L'Shem Atzah. So the two approaches. One approach is there's a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara is talking about the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. The Gemara says that you said ain't other shemir mashe biyad chaver. You can't do shemir in somebody else has. Now the Gemara is talking about halachas of the chumras of shemira, which Chazal or Masakan etc. Dinim the Rabbanim. Chazal said you can't be shemir mashe biyad chaver. So maybe there's a second which I missed. So the gabi a chashash of a reyus and not mechiv dechashim. Maybe it's comments, not mechiv dechashim. Maybe it's comments. I blinked for a minute. Maybe this goy has watched me and he measures my blinks are like, you know, take three tenths of a second, and that 3 seconds he has ready, he just sticks it in. Maybe it happened. I'm not mechiv nachzak a reyus, but shemir it's not. So it's felt and shame shmira, right? That's one approach to understand based on the gemara chigiyon daf chav that it's felt and shemir l'shem hatz. The second approach we'll see that it could be there is
takas.
It's felt in shemir l'shem hatz because it's not shomer. There's a possibility of a moment where it was the shemir was lacking. The other, even though I'm not mechid kosher the gabi isra chometz, but the gabi mitzvah of shemir, I don't have my kiyum of shemir. The second approach is that there is something actually more than just shemir. You need actually to make it l'shem hatz. So the question is, where does that come from? But that's the second approach. Okay, so we have. So let's just review what we have up to this point. We have a Gemara, which Gemara comes out at the end of the Gemara comes out that we have a proof from a Braisa that you need Shmir Mishas Lusha. We have Rava saying you have to do Shmir Mishas Ksira. We have the Rif passing that opinion, and we have the Ran coming along introducing a possibility of Shmir Mishas Tchina. We're suggesting because that's when there is a potential for becoming Chometz because you require Elamayim. Which means if you do you would do your tchina birichaim shalyad, so then shemir could be mishas lisha. So then the Ran adds, this is all talking about the matzah shal mitzvah, but not shal mitzvah. That's the Gemara says you can take the betzeikah shal nachrit as long as you're comfortable and know that it's not right now. So that you have a knowledge that's not chometz. Rashi's pshat, the Ben Ochanan's pshat, but it's lacking in the dinner of lishmor, so I can eat it on a Pesach, but I just can't be yotzei mitzvah with it. Okay, then we have Machlokes, seen the Rif and Rashi, how we tie lishmor. Okay, comes along the Rosh. I'm not going to go through all the Rosh over here because the time is a little bit tight. He brings the start with the Rosh is in Simon Chavov. Halfway into the Simon, or less than halfway into the Simon. Filachal Lahadabe Rava, he quotes the Gemara Dhamma, the Rava, the Hanad, the Mahacha Kipi, Omrim, Afichal, the Shemetz, Klarim, Afilo, Shinitchu, Dibre Rava, the Biboy, the Mamre, the Shimmer, the Lisha, Lav Shimmer, who it's Rava's Takanitchu. And Rava says, Shimmer the of Lisha is not Shimmer, that's not true. The more brings another story, which will seem to prove that as well. Okay, skip down a line. Okay, so the Morris problem was the guy made the dough. It sounds like the Yisrael made the dough, even though the Yisrael didn't do the ksira or the tekina, would be fine. So it would be matzah mikra din that there's no problem that mikra din shas lisha is sufficient, and Rabba was being as a chumra baum. Now that's like it's a strange gemara then. Like what is it? Since when did you do just chumra baum? It's like well, if there's no makor for it in the pasuk, it's not what the pasuk means. So what are we doing? The Rosh does not address that. Like you mentioned, the minigan in the Ashkenaz and Sarfaz is that they do shmira mishas tchina because that's when they get near the Merichaim Shamayim. Then he brings the Rif. So the Rif says it's Mishas Ksiro. It sounds the simple reading of what his way is bringing the Rif is that he's saying his pshat. The Rif is not like him. He agrees that he's not saying that he's disagreeing with the Rif. Then he quotes the Shultis, and he quotes, do you need Shmir B'Shas Afiyah? Maybe only Mishas Lisha, but B'Shas Afiyah, it's in the oven already. What can happen in the oven already? So the goy can put it in the oven, right? So that's what he discusses at the end. Okay. So we've introduced three different shitas. The Rif holds Mishas Ksira. The Rosh says, Mikra the Mishas Lisha, but the Minig and Ashkas and Surface is Mishas Tchina because practically that's when it gets near water. And that's partially what the Ran means as well. So Pasha, that would mean that would be the I guess the minig and swarat as well. Ashkenaz surface and swarat. Right, we'd all have that minig that they would do that, Shas Tchino. And then we have Mikra Din that Shas Lisha is good enough. The Rambam, now this Rambam is just on a historical note on the Rambam. Mishum Shanamar had marked off it's the middle of Halacha Ches. If you read the part of Halachas before, it has no Shaykhis. So if you look at the Shinin Nuskos on the side, Mishum Shanamar, so the Bitfus, I guess it's, maybe it might be Venitia, I'm not sure which one. Maskila Khan Halacha Tes. Mishum Shanamar is a new halacha. That's where Halacha Tes starts, and that printing of the Rambam, Chen Mashim Eloshin Magim Mishnah, Magim Mishnah Tes, then Rabbi Torah Shmatim Zematzis. That's how if you look at the Magim Mishnah, the Magim Mishnah starts off, that is Halacha Tes. Right, so they had a different girsa than we have in the Rambam. The Pri Chodesh, when he quotes it, Mashakos Avakach, Mishum Shenemar, Hu Inyan Acher, Hu Mekusher Imat Lefikach Shakos Avakach. So he had the girsa of Alocha Ches. He said, doesn't make any sense. You're right, Taka doesn't make any sense. It belongs to the next Alocha. But he didn't have the girsa which we have. But there's, so Mishum Shenemar is a new thought, either because it's actually a new Alocha or because it's a new thought. It says, you have a chiyuv. The Torah is telling me you have to be careful with every single potential issue of chimutz. Now the Rama says any matzah you eat on Pesach. So it's not only the matzah of the matzah's mitzah. It says shmarta with the matzahs. You have a chiyuv to be shmarta the matzahs. So what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying that the pasuk does not talk about the night the mitzvah of echilas matzah in that pasuk. Right? It says ushvatim is a matzahs. Which matzahs? Matzahs techel sheish shivasa yamim. You eat matzahs for 7 days. You should be sharper them. What's the chiddush? Even though I could argue that there's a logic to say that I can use the rules of chazakah and there's no reyes, and I can rely on the fact that there's no chashash kimutz. The Torah says I want more than that for the mitzvah, for the isser of chometz and the halach of eating matzah. I would prefer if you're more careful, and therefore any matzah you eat on Pesach, so you have to be careful from the point of ksirin onwards. There shouldn't be any chashash kimutz. That's pasuk you read the Rambam, right? Comes along, you saw the and he got to the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, "No, there's only about the matzahs of the first night of Pesach. The rest of the matzahs is not a problem. Betekah shal nokri. We have betekah shal nokri, which the Gemara says you'll not eat them. The Rambam never brings the halacha betekah shal nokri. That's not brought anywhere in the Rambam. Hilchos Chametz Matzah. So that's excuse the pun. The plot thickens, right? Okay, so the Rambam seems to be introducing." Adin Shmir Mishas Ksira. We have the Rif say Mishas Ksira. We have the Rosh learning the Rif that's Mikra Din. Like, not like he's saying it's a Chumra Ba'alma. It's Mikra Din. We have the Ram saying that not only for the night the matzahs of the night of Pesach, but all of the matzahs you have to do that. Lefich Omer Chachamim is interesting. Right? So the night of Yerulim to the Ram of Lefich Omer Chachamim is Adin Rabbanan. Mishabur does not quote the Nabi Yehuda. Mishabur quotes the Rambam Pasha that it's Mikra Din. It's not a Chumash Rabbanan, it's Mikra Din.
So how does the Mishabur learn the Fikah Chum?
He doesn't address it.
They're explaining the Pasuk.
Yeah. Right, Pasha, they're explaining the Pasuk. Okay. You also even the Rambam's Mushmat was a Matzah, says, again, it's not this holy thought process, you know. It just means there's a Din of Shmira, you have to be careful. Be aware that this is going to be used for Pesach, and therefore you can't become chometz. And be very careful with it. Okay, that's all you got to do. Okay. So this halacha is brought down, the halacha is brought down, divided up into two simonim. We'll see in Mishnah Berurah, the two different simonim where it's discussed. It's discussed in the Siman Tavnum Gimel, and in the Siman Tav Samach. In Siman Tav Gimel, it brings the three shittos. We'll see in a second. You know, Mishas Sira, Mishas Tina, Mishas Lisha. Then in halacha, in Siman Tav Samach, it talks about the din of Lishma. In Lashon Matzah's mitzvah, so you can't use a goy or a chershat v'katan when you're Lashon Matzah's mitzvah. Clear? He has no problem with doing the ksir ayere yakum. He has no problem with doing the tchin ayere yakum. He has a problem with lisha ayere yakum. Okay? This is not a gemara, this is a shiltas. A shiltas, you can't sneeze at a shiltas. Shiltas is one of the goyim, early goyim. Right? That's one of the earliest sermons that we have after the Mizmana Gemara is the Shiltas. Okay. Take a look at the Taz over here. So he makes this diuk. Nearly as dieted, the Afghalisha Vafia also Yereyakim, the Vin and Shimon, the Shemitzvah. Vakim Loisel, Das Atzma. The Gemara says in Gittin that if you need Lishma by Get. So, if a cotton is writing a get, and the gadol is omar gabav and saying think l'shem leya bas whatever, so the cotton says yeah leya bas whatever, and he writes the get lishmo on good day. What about a goy? You have this goy has phenomenal handwriting, Hebrew, but it's beautiful Hebrew, right, etc. And the yeshua said the same leya. He says yeah l'shem. He's thinking for Lucy. Al das atzam hoyse. He doesn't listen to the tzibri of the yisrael omar gabav. So you need lishmo. And the goy says, I don't care what you say, I'm thinking whatever I'm thinking. So the Shilta says that you need Shmira from Chimutz, from the time when Mayim is Nafal Aluye. And if the Shmira is done by a Goy or someone who's not a Bardas, it's no good. How do we time Chimutz? That's because there's a Chashash of Kamich Chometz. Not because you need L'shem Mitzvah. So the guy can do the ksira, the guy can do the tchina, the guy can any. So nafla mayalu doesn't mean that you're making the dough yet, you know. So it got wet a little bit, so you dry it off and you make sure to dry it. The guy is doing the work, but the yisrael is amal gaba. It's a date. Mashen and v'lishrafia the la mitam chimutzu el shichavin l'shem matzah. It's not enough to make sure it doesn't come chometz. You have to think l'shem matzah. B'zeh dafka oyser ba'akum b'cher shat v'katan. B'zeh mucha d'hani treidirim. That's why it's divided into two simonim. That's in Siman Tavnun Gimel, the lochas of the chashash of chimutz. So we say, no. You know, you need shmira this time, that time, etc. And a guy can do it today, no problem. We're not worried about that. And over here, we're talking about dinei matzahs ha-mitzvah. Oh, matzahs ha-mitzvah. So that you need. There's two different dinim. The Hanu Achad, the Hacha, the Hach, the Sim, and Tafun Gimel, Haim Shel Shiltas, they're both from the Shiltas. We'll look at Shimer Michometz, can look at Shimer L'Shem Matzah. Right? The Lashon, when he quotes it, the Shiltas, he has different Lashonis. Now, the problem is, we have a Shiltas nowadays, he didn't have a Shiltas, the Taz didn't have a Shiltas. We have a Shiltas, and the Lashon is actually not different. But the quote of the Tor, when he quotes the Shiltas, which is where the Taz got it from, he actually changes the Lashon between the two places. Alvani Kiprishis. So what's Taka Lechelik? I mean, Ushwarta was a matzah. Where do you? What gave you a right to be mechalik between the two things? They say that there's a different din, the din of the din of Shas from Lishan onwards. You need Lishem Matzah, the Shem Matzah's mitzvah, you know, and beforehand you just need Shimer from Chometz. I mean, Mehecha Tesi. He says it's Sor Batam. The Ikar Asiyas a matzah he Lishan Afia. This is called making matzah. You can't discuss making matzah. I cut down wheat. Oh, I'm doing it for matzah's mitzvah. Right? You know, I'm driving my car to the field. L'shem matzah's mitzvah. What does that mean? There's no matzahs here yet. You're not making matzahs yet. when I finally get to the point where I'm putting flour into water, now I'm making matzahs. That's when the excitement really starts happening. So the Taz, that's called making matzahs. That's you need the Shema. Was that the Sarach Hashem Mitzvah? So, since the guy knows all that's Hatzimoy, Yisrael Min Al-Gabo will not help. Okay, it's a Samora. We have no Makar in the Gemara for it. Right? But it would also come out like this, that on the side of the Gemara, that there's a Din Shimer Mishas Licha, and that's it. That might be a whole different Din than if you tell me there's a Din Shimer Mishas Kira. Our problem is that we pass with the Din Shimer Mishas Kira. How do I know there's also a new Din called Shmira Mishas Licha? But if I argue two different pshatim in the pasuk, either it means shmir mishas lisha and that's it, or it means shmir mishas ksira. So in economy, there might be two different definitions about the din of shmir, what this din is. If it's a lach of only shmir mishas lisha, right? So I know that mitzad chimot, I'm not worried about it. Pesach shalach yud motanit. So what is this, right? So even without shmira, the way we're learning, however you learn, understand that halacha, Rashi or the Ben Chananel, it's not called shmir. Right? But you're allowed to eat it. So what is this new din of Shmira L'Shei Matzah? Must be there's a new concept of being Mechaven L'Shei Matzah's Mitzah. Oh, good. Right? But once you tell me there's a din of Shmira Mishas Ksira, which way the Rambam learns and the Rif learns, just means be aware that you can't let this thing get anything happen to it. So I'm in Kaitzer, all of a sudden I hear some thunder in the distance. I have to cover it, make sure it shouldn't become Chametz. Okay, I did my job of the Shmira. Where's L'Shei Matzah's Mitzah come in? To combine the two, it's a pliyat suma that the Taz combines the two. That there's two possibilities, but the two shitas in the Rishonim might economic. How could be two of a dinner? So the Chassam Sofer on the side over here, for those who are blessed with eyesight, they can see this. So the Chassam Sofer asks the question differently. He says the minig was that the goyim would do the ksira. And the Rambam says you do ksira mishas shmir mishas ksira. So how little we yotze with the goy, okay? So if you can read through this, read through. I can't get it anyway. But wow.
It doesn't make such size fonts, you know.
-5. Bal Kaponim, he makes his skill based on the Taz, that the Tudorim did him. And therefore the Ram would agree that even in Shmir Mishas Ksira, a Goy could do it. And this halach over here, like the Taz is saying, is only Mishas Lisha. And again, what the Makar for that is going to be difficult. We're running over time at this point in time. Just so, let's just maybe just... Greece over here. So Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tav Gimel, Machaber says, "Achidim shayisim behem matzas mitzvah, tayv l'sharm shlo yipla leim mayim mishas ksira." It would be good to do that. Good. Lepachos mishas tchino. So I need shmira mishas ksira, at least mishas tchino. Mishas tchak, mot elikach kemach min hashuk. Mishas tchak, I rely on the sheet of kemach min hashuk. Fine. Why shas tchino? So because that's the Machaber l'mayim. Mishaburk Sivkan Kabbalah Shazam Matzah's Mitzvah. Hamatzah's Oiklam Mishteh Leilas of Rishonis. We use it for the Pseder, the Kama Mitzvah's Aver of Tekla Matzahs. And Sigam Shmir Yaserva Ledai Lono Bemash Ein Lono Reyes or Shakashash Chimuts. Alzar Shimir Yaserva Leshem Mitzvah's Matzah. We see Mishmartim as a Matzah. Zahar Shazar Shishmer Leshem Matzah. Okay. Mishas Ksiru. Shishmer Meesa Hiva Holosh Layipo Le Mayam Leshem be sure it shouldn't happen. L'shem matzah is a mitzvah because you're not using it for the purpose of matzah mitzvah. Kadam ksira shadayim mechaborim. I feel ain lachos. I feel sheyedidan shiur leim shaman. Now, on this, the mechaber says in Siman Tav Samach Zayin that if you have wheat which is dry totally on the stalk, even though it's mechubar l'karka and it gets wet, it can become chametz. And on that, zot chayotim. And since that is true, that's why the minig of the Haredim is that they do Shmira Mishas Ksira on all of their wheat, because for all of the matzahs, because we're worried about the possibility of becoming chametz. The way the Chayyotim says it, or the way the is that even though Mikra Din, Medina the Gemara, I don't need Shmir and Shas Tzir for the other matzahs, the rest of Pesach. That's only a place where rain was not a common issue. Right? So you lived in Eretz Israel. You did Ksira at a certain point in time, like, you know, maybe it's gonna rain. You know, did Ksira for the you do Ksira for the wheat that we used for mitzvahs matzah was cut last year. It's winter wheat. It's already went through the Eimer. It's not called. It's not a problem. It's already was nitzer last year's. It dried out. Krabbos Eimer. It dried out over the summer. Sat in the field. You cut it. Let it sit in the field. It ain't raining, right? Well, maybe it's going to rain. You know, Shmuel Hanavi, right? You know, maybe when the Navi's going to make it rain in the middle of the Ksira Chitim. You know, no, we're not worried about that possibility, right? So don't keep Shmir. But you live in Europe, you live in a place where it rained any time of the year, so there's a din shmir mishas ksira, and all of it because of the chashash. That's how the chayyot understands that halacha, and that's how the Gra says it. Okay. Fine. Next page, is one little piece of Mishnah over here. Kosa Chorin, which is, this is a Berhetev he's quoting. Berhetev is over here somewhere. Berhetev was in Sivkot and Ches. That we did the entire Shemir, the Shem Matzah, Rak, the Matzah, Shalelah, the Shem, the Shari, Yomim Dai, Kishem, Bem, Kishash, Chomets. He saw Kadoshim Haim. Rogulash, Shemir, the Shem Matzah, Bechola Matzah, Mishas Tchina, Lepochas, Mishas Lisha, Malakabam, Simon Top Samach, Bemashik Savlam. So he says the minig at least is to have, the minig was to have Shemir, Mishas Tchina. Right? Like that was the Rosh said, the minig in Sarfas and Ashkenaz was to have Shemir Mishas Tchina. Which nowadays we have to define what Shemir is. Okay? Because the if you have Shemir Matzah, means that Shemir, but the phrase Shemir Matzah means Shemir Mishas Ksir. That's a shorthand for Shemir Mishas Ksir. You buy non Shemir Matzah. What does it mean, non Shemir Matzah? It's Chometz? It's not Chometz. It's not Shemir. So what does it mean? It means that it's Shmura Mishas Lisha. Well, what does that mean? The Shmura Mishas Lisha. You can't buy Chemach Min Hashuk. You can't buy General Mills Chemach. So Tarsus, they get wheat which they know wasn't Chometz, or they grind their own wheat. So it's Shmura Mishas Tchina then. So you're Mekayim the Shmura Mishas Tchina, right? Well, it depends how you define Shmura. They don't necessarily make it L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. What they do is that they're shomer it, that you know they have an idea that it wasn't chometz, they get stuff which they are aware wasn't washed, or they buy it as chitim and they process it themselves. But lav dafka they do that the shem matzah's mitzvah. So those matzahs are shmur mishas lisha. Then we have the new question, which I mean, most any matzah you're seeing that usually is machine matzah. I've never seen hand matzah, which is Shmur Mishas Lisha. I have never seen it. I guess it could exist, but I've never seen it. Right? Can you have Lishma on a machine? Well, define Lishma. Lishma means you have to be sharper. Yeah, why not? Like, so the machine is making it, and a Jew is watching to make sure there doesn't come comments. Like, what's the problem? And he'd be arguing, you can't be sharper Mashaviyat Chaveira. Maybe machine is better, because that's Mashaviyat Chaveira. Because, you know, he has his interests, tricks, etc. The machine is like, you know, it's a robot. Right? So I can be sure Mashaviyat a robot. Right, but if you need lishma, the Taz is saying there's nothing of lishma on the machine. Can you have lishma on a machine? That's a big problem because the machine is not taking lishma. So I think lishma. I push the button. I think lishma. And now the machine goes for the next 17 minutes, and it processes hundreds of pounds of flour. And it's all lishma because I push the button. Lishma. Is that true or not? That's a big machlokes. So how you define lishma becomes a big shaila on shem matzah. Simon Tavsamach, we saw the Machaber. So Leisha means, Mishabur says, Arichas HaMatzah, what about Niker? Good. That should also be done Dafka Yadei Yisgadol. Matzah Mitzah, Mashen Yashar Matzah, Zain Tzarek Shimon L'Shem Matzah, Yashir L'Shem Yachshash Chimutz. And you could do that as long as Ach Yisok Kedosh Shemei Menogel Asa Shimon L'Shem Matzah B'chol HaMatzah Z'kidisa Simon Tavayin Zayin. So that's the that Mishnah Berurah we quote, I mentioned to you that, you know, later on it should be Taf Ayin Zayin, Taf Samech Zayin. Okay, Taf Ayin Zayin also, I guess, is Negeya. If a person forgot to eat Afikamen and he ate all the matzah during the Suda, we can rely on that matzah because most people, all of their matzah is Shemur matzah anyway. Okay, in the Bir Locha and Matzah's Mitzvah, so he brings the Rambam. But Ma'akev is only the first night. Fine. Then he brings the Chayalim because of that. I grow. Ha'yamakun Moed Hashimer B'chol Hamatzis. Shachben B'chol Pesach. Near the hood. This word is the Rav Magen Mishnah. So that is that's the grow that all of your matzahs should be Shmur Mishas Ksir. Shouldn't the Yireyakum, because then the Shabur says, because the guy doesn't think the Shemitz, etc. Okay.
What all Yireyakum?
So take a look at Sukkot and Vav, but we'll finish up with that.
What all Yireyakum?
Fine. The Matzah's Mitzvah, in real possible, is Israel Kenneth Chachila, that the Yisrael should be Mishtadal, to do there, be there and be involved in the process. And Roy the Cholodim Litabu Baatz Hu Baatzim B'Mitzvah. The Cholamatzim. King Chazal Prima Chodesh. The Gama Fias Shar Matzim. The Mitzvahs. Hanatzim. The Choy Me'Pesor. You know it. Lama Lagabeyim. Kirabom Achshelo. Kikos Bechok Yaakov. Shem Yerbelekat. Shem Lahami Lanoshim. Minyan Lishli Shavafiyo. So you have to do it yourself. And wonderful. So he says that. The Pri Chodesh Pasen Alach LaMaisa, like the Rambam and Rahel's in the Mikra Din, that all the matzahs have to be Shmur Mishas Ksira. Chamosha says, I'm already talking about no such Shita. Alach LaMaisa. The Gro does say it, not in the Gemara, he says, because the Chashash of Chimutz. So that's the Shitas. One last point around the Shara Tzion in Sukkot and Dalid. He brings this idea of the Ritvoa, which is the last page. The Ritvoa introduces the idea that maybe Shimur just means make sure it's not Chometz. It doesn't mean you have to Mechaber and L'Shem Matzah. So the Ritvoa already brought such a shito, a name of his Rebbe, which is the Ro'ah. Dog the boy a seal l'shem mitzvah, rak shimur l'shem matzah, k'simur shmartan. The sage feel ba'acher shemun al gabov and mechaber l'shem matzah. As long as you're doing it for the purpose, you who's watching it is watching that it should be for matzah. That's good enough. Ritvoa Messiah shekain hayadon haro'ah l'alocha v'lo l'maisa. And swore he held his good swore, he didn't want to rely on it l'maisa.
What do you mean by the?
So I mean, since every case of lishmo and shas means not enough just shmira, but it means actively make it. So can a goy do it? So that's the question what they're always dealing with. And he raises this as a swara, not like this taz. And he says in swara it's right, but Allah Almighty does not want to rely on it. Okay, so we've touched on. As you can imagine, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the sugya. At least we're aware of the different shitas. The three different shitas: Ksira, Tchina, and Lisha. Within the Gemara, really, there's only two sheet. Two, there be Pasha. There should be two zmanim, either Ksira and Lisha. This Tchina was mentioned by the Rishon already because there's an actual chashash of chimutz. There might be actually two different dinim in Lishma. And then there's a question: does it apply only to the matzahs of the night of Pesach, or is it the night of the Seder applies to all of the matzahs, and that pasha should be totally in what the din of lishma is. If the din shmira, that might be applied to all of the matzahs. If the din of making it l'shem mitzah, like tzitzis, so why would it apply the rest of Pesach? And halacha l'maisa, the Rambam seems to say it applies to all of Pesach. The Gra says that because of a chashash chometz. The Chayonim says that was the minig, that they were nerd like that. For all of that, Mishnah Berurah. When he says the minute was Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, they were annoyed for all of the matzahs. He says, so he says that the Mishnah Berurah said before Mishas Tchina. They're makben Mishas to have matzahs which are Shmur Mishas Tchina. Okay.